Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our high nearing 85. Mostly cloudy skies overnight tonight with a low around 64. A slight chance for some rain showers early on Friday, otherwise sunny with our high of 83. Then clear skies throughout Friday night with a low of 62. Warmer throughout Saturday, sunny with a high of 88 and clear skies in 63 over Saturday night. Sunny and 91 throughout Sunday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 68 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the state of Kansas has been only one of eight states that have been selected across the nation to be part of a U.S. Geological Survey regarding the decrease in population when it comes to moths and butterflies and other pollinators. And according to the scientists, they say that you can actually be part of the study.
Ultimately, what we'd like to accomplish is establishing a collection of specimens that can be used for research to better understand environmental and chemical factors which may be contributing to the decline of insect populations. All you would want to do is, if you have like a Ziploc bag that you could put the specimens in, that always helps, and then just put them in an envelope and mail them to the U.S. Geological Survey, Kansas Water Science Center.
That was Julie Dietz, a U.S. Geological Survey physical scientist on KWCH News, where she says the study includes how pesticides and herbicides may be affecting some of the moths and butterflies in the region.
We are focusing on the presence of pesticides and antibiotics, which are two things that shouldn't be present.
But American Network News.
Looking for a career to fulfill your personal and professional goals? Serving part-time in the Kansas Army National Guard may be your perfect fit. We live here, we work here, we serve here. The Guard will pay you to train in skills you need to excel in critical job roles. With over 130 career paths available, you're sure to find the right job for you. Experience the personal fulfillment of helping your community in emergencies. Learn more at nationalguard.com/Kansas.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and the station.
When you're a U.S. veteran or service member, you're 40% more likely to lose money to fraud than civilians. Scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why AARP's Veterans Fraud Center and Operation Protect Veterans provides free research and advice on the latest scams targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family. AARP, on a mission to support veterans. Go to aarp.org/vetsfraudcenter today. The Kansas Highway Patrol has been entered into the 10th annual America's Best Looking Cruiser Calendar Competition. As Cake News reports that it's an annual competition for highway patrols across the nation, with 13 of the best states being featured in the American Association of State Troopers calendar. After the competition, the most popular overall will also be featured on the cover of the calendar. According to the social media post from the Kansas Highway Patrol, that you can vote on the Best Looking Cruiser with deadline to vote on Monday, the 31st of July at 11 a.m. And you can find the link to the survey on the Kansas Highway Patrol Facebook page. In other news, the Kansas Bureau of Investigation has released their annual crime index report showing the amount of crime across the state of Kansas, showing that overall in 2022, the crime index report had a 4.3% decrease in violent crime statewide compared to the previous year of 2021. Cake News reports that in total, near 12,849 crimes were reported that included robbery, aggravated assault, and rape. They also showed a total of 163 total murders in the state.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know, they'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Planning Commission for the City of Lexington, Nebraska, has voted not to recommend the approval of a new homeless shelter permit for the area, and the Central Nebraska Nonprofit Organization says they are working to adjust their new plans for the shelter. As KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that the Crossroads Mission Avenue made the purchase agreement to buy a former Plum Creek Care Center with the goal of turning it into a homeless shelter. But after the city's planning commission vote last week that unanimously voted not to recommend granting the conditional use for the project, they said they voted against it because it would be right next to the Lexington High School.
The conversation has developed about homelessness in and around Dawson County. We have seen a lot of people reaching out, asking for help.
That audio from KSNB Local Channel 4. They say that the commission's vote also came after the school board's unanimous decision to also oppose the shelter's location earlier last week. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier.
It's that time of year. Hey, Blue Valley customers, come see us this summer at one of the county fairs to pick up your customer appreciation coupons for the 4-H food stands. Help us celebrate another year of keeping our communities connected and how much we appreciate the opportunity to serve you. Find the full schedule at bluevalley.net/summer.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The annual Washington County Fair is in full swing. Activities this evening include the Washington County High School FFA Alumni Mountain Oyster Fry, Bucket Calf and Beef Show, an RC Derby on the South Tennis Courts begins at 7:30. Rotary Club, which recently installed a pickleball, will offer a demonstration and practice this evening as well. The Washington County Fair continues through Saturday. Board President Trevor Klipp.
You know, it takes more than just the week or two before fair to get ready for everything. It's the planning every month at each meeting and getting ready for everything. And if we didn't do it for the youth, you know, what's the point in doing it is the thing. And we've had really good feedback here from the kids that we've turned out of Washington County. And, you know, we just always look forward to it every year.
Washington County 4-H youth share their projects this year at the fair on the air Thursday and Friday on KNDY, with live reports from the fairgrounds Thursday and Friday afternoons. Travis Prawley was elected president, Liberty Price Obley vice president of the Marysville USD 364 school board. Prawley succeeds Pam Dankenbrink, who served as board president the past 6 years. Injury accidents were reported in Marshall County. July 5th, around 3 p.m., Jennifer Novak of Oquito lost control on the Oquito Road north of Eagle Road, striking a drive and becoming airborne. The driver was transported to CMH in Marysville. July 2nd, Jordan Wassenberg of Marysville lost control on Temple Road at a curve at 8th Road and lost control. The vehicle rolled multiple times. The driver was transported to a Manhattan hospital. Autumn Hester, one of three passengers, was transported to CMH in Marysville, treated and released. Recent rounds of severe weather, including hail and high winds, have left many Kansans with damage to homes, vehicles, and property. As residents recover from storms, homeowners may be filing a claim on insurance. Kansas Insurance Commission office can assist with problems filing claims or communicating with insurance providers. Author Katie Toole will read her newest book and talk about the writing and illustrating process at the Washington County Library this Friday, 10 a.m. and again at 11:15. Toole, who graduated from Washington County High School this spring, is promoting her third book, Izzy the Corgi Meets the Aliens. She will bring her dog, Izzy, who is star of the adventure series. Books will be available to purchase Friday, 10 and again at 11:15 a.m. at the Washington Library. Marysville Area Community Theater presents Fiddler on the Roof this weekend with live performances Friday and Saturday evenings at 7:30 and a Sunday matinee at 2 in the Marysville High School Auditorium. Tickets available at the door. This is the 40th season for the Volunteer Theater Organization, which presents several shows each year. Verda E. Drinkern, age 89, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at Mount Calvary Lutheran Church, Marysville. Burial in the Hermansburg Cemetery, rural Bremen. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Thursday, 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Verda Drinkern. John H. Jack Cooney, age 69, of Lincoln, passed away Friday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. with a rosary at 9:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Lincoln. Private family burial at a later date. Kinsley's of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Jack Cooney. David A. Bridges, age 82, of Washington, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. Augustine Catholic Church with burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Rosary Friday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Friday, noon until 5. At the Ward Funeral Home of Washington, in charge of arrangements for David Bridges. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, tater tot casserole, a muffin, beets, and peaches, Tomorrow, a Polish dog with seasoned mashed potatoes, sauerkraut, five-way mixed vegetables, and fruit cocktail. KNDY News Time, 7:14.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine and slightly cooler today with our highs in the lower 80s and lower 90s. Mostly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid-60s and lower 70s. There will be a slight chance for some rain showers early on Friday, otherwise some sunshine and cooler with our highs in the lower to mid-80s. Clear skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the lower to mid-60s. Temperatures warming back up throughout Saturday, sunshine with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Mostly clear skies over Saturday night with our lows in the lower to mid-60s. Even warmer throughout Sunday, sunshine with our highs in the lower to upper 90s. Then clear over Sunday night with our lows in the mid-60s and lower 70s. Sunshine continues throughout early next week, sunny on Monday with our highs in the mid-90s and lower 100s. Mostly clear skies throughout Monday night with our lows in the upper 60s and mid-70s. Partly sunny on Tuesday with our highs in the mid-90s and lower 100s, and clear skies throughout Tuesday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-July 91, record high on this date 112, the average low 70, and the record low 54. Sunset this evening 8:50, sunrise in the morning at 6:17. 69 degrees with early morning fog. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 20th of July. KNDY News Time, 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Golda, Golda, have you heard the news?
What news, Yenta?
There's going to be a play. It's about us.
I heard. MX is presenting its summer musical, Figure on the Roof.
Yes, the show will be Friday and Saturday evenings at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m.
Tickets will be available at the door. The house opens 30 minutes prior to curtain for each performance.
I hope we'll see you there.
Longtime local legend, the Candy Cowboys are back, live this Saturday at Venue 36 in Marysville. It's the 50th anniversary of their debut album. The Candy Cowboys are reuniting and will play one show only this Saturday night. Doors open at 7, music from 8 to 11 at Venue 36 east of Marysville. Free admission with a cash bar available. Candy Cowboys live this Saturday night.
The slumping Braves and the Angels break out the brooms. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Once the hottest team in baseball, the Braves now in a bit of a slump, losing their fourth straight last night against the Diamondbacks. After a wild back-and-forth affair on Tuesday, Lourdes Gurriel Jr. broke a 1-1 tie in the third.
There's the 0-2 pitch. That's hit down the left field line. One run's going to score. Carroll right behind McCarthy. And now Walker giving the stop sign at third. It's a two-run double for Gurriel, and it's 3-1 Diamondbacks.
Call on KMVP 5-3 Arizona the final. The Yankees look to avoid getting swept on the left coast by the Angels, but Luis Reñifo would put New York in a deep hole early.
Against lefties.
Here's the next pitch. This is lifted high, and this is hit deep out near the 390 sign, and that ball's out of here.
The call on KLAA, that put the Halos up 4-0 in the second. They'd go on to win 7-3. In Cincinnati, the Reds cooled down the red-hot Giants. Will Benson doing all the damage for the Red Legs in the third.
Tall left-handed hitter stays fairly away from the plate. Swung on by Benson. Hit well. Left center field. That ball is going out of here.
The call on 700 WLW. Reds win 3-2, ending the Giants' seven-game win streak. NFL training camp's getting underway, but Saquon Barkley, an essential piece of the Giants' playoff hopes, has yet to report. Speaking colorfully on the Money Matters podcast, Barkley said he might not even be putting on the Giants' red, white, and blue this season.
This is my leverage. My leverage is, I can say
to the Giants, I'd say to my teammates and be like, you want me to show you my worth? You want to show you how valuable I am to the team? I won't show up. Right. I won't play it down. And that's a play I can use.
The Women's World Cup underway in New Zealand. The game's going on despite a mass shooting in Auckland. Team USA opens its title defense Friday night. This is Rich Cantu, ABC's.
Marysville Junior American Legion baseball team opened play at El Dorado in the state tournament Wednesday morning. Marysville beat Seneca 12-2 in a five-inning game with six runs in the third inning. Marysville, top seed in the tournament, advances to face number four or number five seeds El Dorado or Garnett Thursday at 1 o'clock.
Bite Me Barbecue has more. Come stop by the bar, the salad bar, that is. Stop by daily from 11 until 7 and grab a salad to dine in or take away. $9 for a single trip or $12 for all you can eat. Call for all your catering needs. Barbecue and more. That's Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
Like new at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville is a 2023 Buick Envision Essence. They have a 2018 Toyota RAV4 and a 2017 Jeep Renegade in on trade. Plus a couple of pickups. They're priced under $15,000. Check out these fine quality cars and trucks today at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Thursday, July the 20th. Before we get going on this Thursday, let's take a look back at yesterday. Here's how your Wednesday finished. September corn finished at 545.5. That's up 16.75. December corn finished at 553. That's up 18.5. Kansas City wheat for September, 866.75. That's up 39.5. December Kansas City wheat, 872.5. Final price, that's up 40.25. September oats, final price, 439.75. That's up 8.25. December oats finished up 7.5 at 453.75. Soybeans for August, final price, $14.91.5. That's down a half. September soybeans at $14.32, and that's up 13.25. Cotton for October, final price, $85.62. That's up $1.84. December cotton finished at $83.75. That's up $1.50. Live cattle for August, final price, $181.32.5, up a nickel. High was $181.87.5, low $180.50. Live cattle for October, $183.72.5, final price, up 17.5. High was $184.35, low $182.57.5. Feeder cattle for August, $246.80. That's down $1.20. High was $247.27.5. Low, $244.75. And that's a look at your market information.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Bailey Farmer. Blue-green algae in any size of water is common in Kansas this time of year. K-State Fisheries and Aquatics Extension Specialist Joe Gerken discusses what blue-green algae is and what dangerous people need to know about it. Gerken explains the properties of blue-green algae.
So blue-green algae is cyanobacteria. It's actually not an algae at all. It's a bacteria, but it's commonly called blue-green algae. We're starting to see a lot of calls for that this time of year, and it can produce a toxin that can cause illness or death. It's an important topic to kind of keep at the top of our mind for watering our livestock or our backyard ponds.
He says why this time of year blue-green algae is common in Kansas.
So it can be found year-round, but most commonly it's found between April and October. And so KDHE has an active monitoring plan for public waterways that we have. That runs between April and October, and that's kind of most when we see these blooms occur. But blue-green algae really likes warm water, it likes stagnant water, and it likes a lot of nutrients. And so summertime, we tend to have warmer water. We fertilize a lot of our hay or our crop fields, so we see that in a lot of the waterways. It's just the conditions are just perfect for these little organisms to bloom, to take off and reproduce, and that can cause some concerns.
Gerken talks about the potential impacts that cyanobacteria can have on animals and people.
Well, the biggest thing is that it can cause sickness or death for, you know, pets. Dogs are primarily what I see, what I get called for. But I have seen livestock, cattle, sheep, lambs, especially younger livestock are susceptible to it. But any organism that ingests it can have illness or death. So it's something to take seriously. We don't really know if the toxins are there without testing it. So it is in every water body in the world. So it would be in the water that we commonly give to our dogs unless it's coming out of a tap or treated. But it's always there. When we get concerned is when you get large amounts of it. So it could be found in a fairly small pond. It could be found in the reservoirs that we have in the state. So you know, the different size of ponds or watering, generally it's watering livestock ponds that we see concerns with, various sizes, but you can see it pop up. And so if you start to see something, normally it looks like it's bright green color. They say John Deere green, which is a fairly accurate description. It looks like kind of paint just floating on the surface of the water, streaky. It just doesn't really have a color that belongs there.
That was Kansas State University Fisheries and Aquatics Extension Specialist Joe Gerken with what people should know about blue-green algae this summer. To learn more about blue-green algae, or if you suspect some is growing in bodies of water near you, contact your local extension office. I'm Bailey Farmer, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated, featuring a dairy influence sale today. Sale time, 11 a.m. with coal cows. Well over 200 head of early consignments include 25 Holstein cross, 500 to 600 pounds, 10 Holstein steers, weighing in at 600 to 700 pounds, 15 Holstein steers, 7 to 8, 40 weighing in at 700 to 1,000 pounds, 30 Holstein steers weighed 50 to 9, plus 17 black steers and heifers, off grass, 4 to 800 pounds, 17 mostly black steers off grass, 5 to 900 pounds, 20 red and black steers and heifers weigh 550 to 750, and 62 black steers, northern origin off grass, weigh 9 to 9 and a quarter. Those early consignments for the sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Wishing all the showmen and show ladies at the county fairs best of luck. Lunch in the Sale Barn Cafe today is hot beef over homemade mashed potatoes. And they remind you of a customer appreciation sale coming up August 10th, expecting upwards of 3,000 head of cattle. For early consignments or information, contact Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
Have you tested the cricket chirp thermometer yet this summer? One of our most frequently asked about weather questions today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, July 20th, the 201st day of the year. Actress Natalie Wood was born on this day, and on this night 54 years ago, man first walked on the moon. One of our most frequently asked weather lore questions is about the cricket chirp thermometer. It is sometimes called Dolbear's Law, after the man who first published the theory. Here's how it works. Count the number of cricket chirps you hear in 14 seconds. Add 40 to that number, and you'll be remarkably close to the current temperature. It works because crickets are cold-blooded, and chemical processes inside their bodies vary with the environment. It is just one more piece of folklore the scientific community admits, if somewhat grudgingly, really works. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more fun weather facts online at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY, sunshine burning off, early morning fog. We're at 69 degrees. Highs today in the middle 80s on tap.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. After the Big 12 media days that happened last week, not only is the Kansas State Wildcats hot to pay attention to, but the question is, can the Kansas Jayhawks repeat another victorious season like we saw last year? As many on the team say, it's nice to hear that it's not just a joke at talking about Kansas football, but is it a turnaround with the organization?
I mean, I'm really just glad that Kansas football is finally getting this recognition and notoriety that, you know, we've been working for. You know, when Coach Leipold first got here, it was something that, you know, it was rare to hear Kansas football unless it was about some type of joke or anything like that. So, you know, the fact that this is real notoriety and real recognition for the program, it means a lot for us because it means that we're taking those steps forward that need to be taken. A couple years ago, nobody respected the quarterback that I was today. They didn't. So I've always been just working on myself, being able to compete with myself, working on the man within myself, and we're also working on the athlete within myself.
KU does have 17 starters returning from last year. Mid-American Network Sports.
New Fords are arriving by the truckload, but most dealers are still overcharging. Rusty Eck Ford wants your business, and we're putting our money where our mouth is. Every new Ford is priced to sell with discounts of up to $10,000 below MSRP. Rusty Eck Ford has discounts on every new F-150, Expedition, Escape, Edge, Explorer, Bronco Sport, Ranger, and Mach-E below MSRP. Or buy your new Ford from Rusty Eck Ford with financing as low as 0.9%. APR. Inventory is growing and Rusty Eck Ford is discounting. Buy your new Ford from Rusty Eck Ford with discounts of up to $10,000 off MSRP. Come see the real difference at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com. Plus tax and fees, discounts off new Fords in stock. Exclude Bronco, Raptor, and Trevor. Mach-E 23C083, MSRP $77,990. $1,100 discount, $8,900 rebates. Sale price $6,809. 0.9% APR financing for 36 months on select models upon Ford credit approval. Payment of $28.18 per month for 1,000 finance. Offers cannot be combined and subject to prior sale. Expires 7/31/23.
The 2023 Major League Baseball draft day is officially over with a Kansas University baseball player signing as a free agent with the Colorado Rockies by the end of the draft day. As WIBW reports, a KU baseball player, Colin Baumgartner, says he's excited about joining with the Colorado Rockies after finishing his final season of eligibility, finishing with the Jayhawks with a record of 6-1 with 74 strikeouts and 79 total innings pitched.
It was really surreal, and it still is at this point. I was with my dad, and yeah, I knew there was a chance, like a late draft, but I wasn't quite sure yet. So obviously you're sitting and watching the draft and the anxieties at an all time high. You have no clue what's going to happen. And, I'm just thankful I'm even in the opportunity to be like that. I'm going to give you my all every single day and, just super thankful. And I'm not going to have any regrets. So I'm going to leave it all out there.
That audio from WIBW, where he says most of his success comes from the Jayhawks, with his best memory going against Texas in the Big 12 tournament, where KU won the game 6-3. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Marysville Junior American Legion baseball team opened play at El Dorado in the state tournament Wednesday morning. Marysville beat Seneca 12-2 in a five-inning game with six runs in the third inning. Marysville, top seed in the tournament, advances to face number four or number five seeds El Dorado or Garnett Thursday at 1 o'clock.
KNDY.
One they call a geek, a little girl who never smiles, cause I've got braces on my teeth. And I know how it feels to cry myself to sleep. I'm that kid on every playground who's always chosen last, a single teenage mother trying to overcome my past. You don't have to be my friend. Is it too much to ask? Don't laugh at me. Don't call me names. Don't get your pleasure from my pain. In God's eyes, we're all the same. Someday we'll all have perfect wings. Don't laugh at me. I'm the cripple on the corner. You pass me on the street. I wouldn't be out here begging if I had enough to eat. And don't think I don't notice that I rise never mean. I lost my wife and little boy. Someone crossed that yellow line. The day we laid them in the ground is the day I lost my mind. And right now I'm down to hold this little cardboard sign. So don't laugh at me. Don't call me names. Don't get your pleasure from my pain. In God's eyes, we're all. I'm deaf, I'm blind, hey, aren't we all? Don't laugh at me, don't call me.